Back on the roundtable, Alex Dono, Brian Monroe, Rashad Butler. We got Vlad on the other side of the glass. We got our man Dan Day sitting in. Dan is the lone representation, I don't know if in the entire building or at least on this show, who actually remembered to celebrate Jersey Tuesday today. He's wearing what is now a collector's item.
To
tell the people who you got on that Heat jersey.
I've got that new school throwback Justice Winslow 20 from the Miami Heat.
He's still waiting on his Jay Crowder to arrive.
Yeah, I'm waiting on that.
The throwback.
The throwback.
New school throwback.
New school.
I love that.
It's a freshie.
Is that one of those where, like, anyone who bought a Justice Winslow, even before he was traded, like, did you regret buying that? I mean, it's not to say he was a complete flop here. Like, he had his moments. But, you know, it's not like Justice Winslow lived up to the hype, right? Because when the Heat got him, what was it, either the 2015 or 2016 draft?
2015.
Like 10th overall, like, that felt like a steal. This is one-and-done guy from Duke. He's going to be incredible. And I don't want to completely rip the guy apart because he's very young. He could go on to have an excellent career still, but he didn't exactly fulfill that promise with the Miami Heat. So I wonder about those outside of Dan, because, Dan, you're an eclectic guy. Like, you would represent anybody, and you'd be proud of it. But to others who may have bought a Justice Winslow jersey, if you feel like that was maybe not the wisest purchase to make at the time.
Well, it's all kind of flooding back to me now. I was working on a show here in Miami, and one of the guys I was working with, I said, look, I'm kind of newer to Miami. I'm looking to get a jersey. What would be a safe bet for a player, you know, kind of my size, not a big guy? And this radio guy said, get Justice Winslow, you'll be fine.
He was punking you. Like, I think he was punking you.
Oh, he was punking me.
I think so. Like, okay, if someone's going to ask me that question, like, hey, I'm new to the area, I really want to rep the Heat, what jersey do you go with? The first thing I'm telling them is, you should go with, like, a throwback Dwayne Wade or an Alonzo Mourning. Those are timeless, right? Like, you're never going to run into a situation where you're not cool wearing a number 3 Dwayne Wade. Like, that's always appropriate.
Or even a Glenn Rice.
Wait
a minute. You got to wear a number 10. Got to give Tim some love, too.
Yeah. Okay, true. I forgot. You're right. Well.
Alex Dono, you owe me $21.48.
Is that all you paid for that?
Yeah.
I'm actually impressed you got that at a cut rate bargain. Because I pay more than that for T-shirts sometimes. You got a jersey for $21.
Yeah. And who knows where it came from? It took forever to get here.
Let me ask you a question. So we talk about soccer jerseys all the time because we all wear soccer jerseys.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't tend to get names on the back of your soccer jerseys. Can you get a basketball jersey without a name on the back?
I don't think
so,
right?
Can you rock it? Is that all right?
I don't think so. Like, you never see that, right?
Yeah.
You really don't. That's what I'm saying. But here's the situation. It's now it's like you get the Justice Winslow, like, he's going to be here around, and then all of a sudden he's gone.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be that guy, like, let's just say something happened to Justice where he left in the wrong way. Now you're going to Heat game. The only jersey you have to wear is Justice Winslow. Like, imagine if you have a Hassan Whiteside jersey right now and you wear it to the Heat game. You're probably going to get booed by a couple people.
Yeah, as you should be. That's true. You deserve to be booed.
You know? But why can't you get – I don't know if you – is it – appropriate to get a jersey without a name?
I've literally never seen it.
I've never seen it.
Right, because I think I think most soccer jerseys kind of stand alone even without the name and number. But for like a basketball jersey, it's a big part of it, right? Because the number's on the front and the back.
Yeah. I agree, because for me, I've never seen a basketball or a football jersey without a name on the back. Usually I've seen soccer jerseys that have that. Yeah,
and you can rock them out to the club.
Correct.
You can rock them wherever you want. But I would never get a soccer jersey with somebody's name on the back.
I've got several of those. I get some nameless, but I get a lot of names too.
Oh, see, I get all nameless.
I like to rep some of my guys, man.
There you go. I feel
I like
you
to
on
rep
that.
My guys.
See, I get names.
Yeah.
For soccer
yeah.
jerseys. Yeah.
Man,
I get names.
Nah, man, I go mainly. Don't give me no names. Just give me my team, my squad.
Okay.
All right, before we get into some day spa headlines, let's get through some excellent sports headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Miami Heat went up against the Slump Busters last night. They beat the Golden State Warriors 113-101. That snapped a 3-game losing skid. Heat will be at the Utah Jazz tomorrow for a 9 p.m. start time. That'll be the final game before the All-Star break. Speaking of the All-Star break, Tyler Hero will not play in the Rising Stars game because of an ankle injury. He's replaced by Cleveland's Colin Sexton. Florida Panthers, I hate this. They fell 4-1 in Philadelphia last night. That's 4 straight losses for the Panthers. They'll take on the New Jersey Devils tonight. That's about a minute and a half away from the puck dropping. And you can hear that on our sister station, 560 The Joe. Miami Hurricanes hoops will host Boston College tomorrow at 7 p.m. So those are your headlines. But, man, whenever I'm on in the evenings, I always get an itch to know what's really going on. Like, what's going on in the underbelly of society? And there's no one better to provide that information than Dan Day with the Day Spa. Dan, are there any happy endings today in the Day Spa?
Always. Yeah. Of course, guys, we would rather live nowhere else than right here in South Florida, Miami,
surrounding
areas. But India's making a hard push.
Oh, what's going on there?
Well, remember the other day we talked about a town was getting attacked by over 2,000 monkeys and people were dressing up in bear suits to scare them off. And I said, that sounds great.
Yeah.
More reason to move to India. The other day at an apartment complex, the water taps, instead of water, a mix of beer, brandy, and rum.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
What?
Wow.
Wait, first off, how does that happen?
Because, you know, you got some drunk guy like, yeah, I'm going to tap into this thing right now and just start pouring alcohol.
God bless him. God bless that man.
I agree.
He's doing Lord's work.
Or a delivery man that's pissed off and he's getting fired. He's like, you know what? I'm getting rid of all this and I'm going to give it to the people.
Actually, they confiscated some liquor and they put it in like a quarry and the quarry leaked through into the water system. And the water system is now full of beer, brandy, and rum.
You know what? I think that's why I've gotten way fewer telemarketer calls the last few days. Everyone over there is drunk.
Hey, you'd like to buy.
No one's working at the call centers now. Everyone's all trashed.
Speaking of overseas, have you seen this? The Osaka Airport now has a new doggy relief area that's going to have showers, water bowls, and poles for the dogs to urinate on.
I got to say, like, I spent a couple weeks in Japan, so I'm an expert on all things Japan. They love animals over there. Like, obviously, I know people listening in their cars, oh, Dono, I love animals. Well, you don't love animals the way the Japanese love animals. Like, they have cafes devoted to various animals. I went to a cat cafe.
What?
Like, you go into a cafe and there's just random, like, adorable cats running around. They have owl cafes, just random, like, owls roaming around these cafes.
Okay,
it's
see,
crazy.
First off, that would freak me out because, listen, I am freaked out about owls.
Owls?
Yes, I am.
Oh, owls are great. They're lovable.
I'm just freaked out by
them. I just love how they just, to me, they're like the most mysterious, like, animal. Like, they look at you kind of weird.
I think
some
that's
of them,
why
like,
I'm freaked
shake
out.
Their heads all the way
exactly.
around. You're like, yo, what is going on with that
exactly.
guy?
Exactly.
See, Dono, I went into a cat cafe in South Beach and had a totally different experience than you did.
I bet you did.
Oh, man.
You went to a Furby one, not a cat one.
Oh, man. I said cat cafe. I said, no.
He came out with rabies.
Oh, I wish that was rabies. Oh, man. But, I mean, you go to the airport and we're treated like trash. I'm getting rubbed up and grabbed up and held up and sitting in uncomfortable chairs. And the dog's got its own poles and own water bowls and showers. Man.
I mean, how many people really take their dogs to the airport? I know you occasionally see those people that will, like, fly with, like, their tiny dogs and the little carry-on bags. But, like,
Nowadays, everybody makes it a service dog.
That's emotional
support.
That's a good point.
That little thing's an emotional support dog. What? And it's shaking over there like, hee, hee. And I'm like, that's not helping you out.
Well, no, it's the dog that needs emotional support for being with you.
That's funny. Because Peter now doesn't want you to call them pets anymore.
Who? What?
Peter come doesn't on, want Peter. You to call at,
Stop
they want you to
Peter.
Call them companions.
Oh, get up.
One thing, like, okay, hold on. Who's offended by that? Or do they think the animals are offended by being
exactly.
called pets?
I don't know anything.
Come on, Peter.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know what? Just people need to pipe down sometimes.
Well, speaking of animals, let's talk about this. Have you seen the video? Recently, two camels were sighted in Miami's Biscayne Beach.
I did not
two
know that.
Camels.
Two camels. Two camels just out there hanging out. It's camel spring break.
Do they have any idea where they came from?
I didn't read enough of the article to find out. It didn't really have too much.
Oh, I appreciate the fact that you admitted you read the first paragraph of it.
So, wait, hold on. So, first of all, you told us last week there was a kangaroo running around in South Miami somewhere or Homestead. Now we got
camels on the beach.
On the beach.
Yeah, I got caught up on the 30-second video. I kind of wanted to see what the camels were up to. So.
This has got to be from, like, some eccentric millionaire's mansion.
It has to be.
Exactly. I like that one.
That's way too far from Zoo Miami. Like, there's no way. Like, if a camel escapes from the zoo, they'd get as far as my house. I live right around the corner. But there's no way they're getting to Biscayne Beach. Like, this has got to be some eccentric millionaire has, like, a 20-acre backyard where he's got exotic pets. He's got, like, tigers and camels roaming around, probably in the same area. They're eating each other. It's chaos. Well, a couple of them got out, and this is the result of it.
Yeah, but 20 acres, you ain't getting no 20 acres unless you're in Homestead.
That's a good point.
There ain't no mansions with no 20 acres anywhere. Gables East. You ain't getting that.
Let's say 1 acre.
Yes, there we go.
But they still found enough room to have two camels.
Okay, but here's the question. I've never seen a camel run, so every time I've seen a camel, they're always taking their time.
You've never seen a camel run?
No.
I don't, seen a movie?
I don't think I have either.
They can get going.
Oh, they can? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they can run.
Okay, I didn't know that.
They can run.
Wow. I didn't know that either.
It's scary. Oh, well, Vladimir, is it time to take the downward turn?
You already know, man.
You already know.
Let's go left.
All right, here we go. This is nice. I love this one. Lawmakers in Virginia are making it now legal to have sex outside of marriage.
Wait a second. That wasn't legal?
If you are not married in the state of Virginia, technically, and you have sex.
Wow.
Consensual sex to unmarried people, fornication is still on the books, illegal.
Well, hold on.
Oh, welcome to the times.
What is this, West Virginia?
No, Virginia.
Regular Virginia?
You know what they say, Virginia's for lovers.
Yeah. That downward spiral now, Virginia. You're all becoming Virginia's heathens
for.
Now.
I know Virginia's for.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've ever broken the law in Virginia.
Take the IA out.
Exactly.
Take the IA out.
That's crazy.
You know what always grinded?
Take the IA out.
What grinded my gears about Virginia, I've driven through there a few times. I am now, you know, an old man, so I don't drive that fast anymore. But for many years, I swore by the radar detector because I would get a lot of speeding tickets. And for about 10 years, I drove with the radar detector, had a ticket-free run for a decade. But in the state of Virginia, I'm assuming it's still this way. I haven't driven through there in probably 8-9 years. But radar detectors were illegal. And, like, supposedly they had really hefty fines if they'd catch you with one. So I had to unplug just to be on the safe side. Would have to unplug it and drive through there blind. And now you're telling me sex is finally. Maybe now they allow radar detectors now that you can finally fornicate with who you choose.
Two things to show you in 2020. Radar detectors. And you can have sex outside of marriage.
Unlimited fun. I wonder if I wonder if any geeks are now hearing this, like these 30-year-old virgins in Virginia. Like, finally, I can get laid. Like, finally, now women will look at me now that it's legal.
No, they're still not getting laid.
Of course not.
No. And finally, want to wish a happy birthday, Jennifer Aniston and Kelly Rowland.
Wow,
Kelly. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
that's a nice bootylicious.
That's a nice little double date right there, boy.
Yeah, man, that is. That's some nice dark chocolate right there.
That's a nice dessert. Oh,
that's
like
some fudge chocolate right there.
That's the black and white cookie.
With some Hershey's.
I can make an Oreo with those two right there, boy.
Man.
I like how after everything we talked about, alcohol coming out of the faucets, being able to finally have sex in Virginia outside of marriage, the one that gets us the most excited is just Jennifer Aniston and Kelly Rowland.
Well, actually, we can all tie it in because you'll get drunk. You like to get drunk, right?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like to fornicate?
Throw some camels in the mix and everyone's happy.
That's the downward turn.
Happy endings for everyone.
Tomorrow.
Oh, man.
I think I'm going to go right while Dan goes left.
Yeah.
This is the time where sometimes you go to commercial break after the day spa segment, and I wonder if we'll be allowed back on.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think Antoine's going to be running over here right now.
He is sprinting in our direction. He's running faster than one of those loose
camels. Okay, we know he's not
doing that. No hump day.
Walking brisk.
Oh, man.
Walking brisk.
We have to talk about the exploits of one Jay Crowder, who's been fantastic since joining the Miami Heat. We'll get to that on the other side. Thanks again to Dan Day for a day spa. Dan, enjoy the rest of your evening, sir.
I gotta go a couple places. I hope to hear you on the other side of the commercial break. I say hope to hear you.
Dare I ask where you're going?
Actually, I have to do trivia night up in Davie.
Oh,
so.
I love that.
Oh, I love that, bro.
Big on that trivia night.
Yeah, trivia night, man.
Bro. So, what do you win?
You win the trivia night that I go to, which is at GQ's Graft House in Oakland Park. You win a tab. So you win your tab and. They pay you off whatever you ordered if you win. If you and your group wins.
Dan, what's like your area? Is it sports? Is it history? Like, what's your area of expertise? Because for me, it's it tends to be like 80s and 90s sitcoms. Anytime something like that comes up, that's my wheelhouse.
I ask all type of questions, but I'm probably best in history just because in my wheelhouse. I know
social
a little bit
studies.
More about it. Social studies.
Taking it back.
Geography.
Geography. Not so much, but yeah.
Current affairs.
Weird affairs, yeah, stuff like that.
Definitely.
What about you, Vlad? Well, what's your specialty?
It would be sports and pop culture. And then some of the stuff that you remember when you were like in third and fourth grade. Like, what does Roy B. Gibbs mean? You know, stupidness like that.
Yeah.
The thing for me is like I feel like I know sports and I should be in an area of expertise on sports. But a lot of times when I'm like playing trivia or Trivial Pursuit or something, they get to the sports category. It's like I'm always thinking, okay, we're going to get like some football or basketball or soccer questions. It's always like Olympics or golf.
Oh, that's the worst.
I don't know any of that crap.
Who won the 1984 gold medal in gymnastics?
I have no clue.
Like, Carrie Shrug.
No, Mary Lou Retton.
Mary Lou Retton.
I had no idea. I thought that was a random.
I was born
thing
that year.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea. So anytime like I'm on somebody's trivia team, like, oh wait, oh we got Alex here, the sports category. Oh great. Oh, like who won like the 1974 Masters? Like, God, if I know.
Just say Nicholson. Jack Nicholson.
Yeah,
yeah, you know. Yeah, probably
Jack Nicholson
right
probably would have won the Oscar that
year. Yeah, you're right.
Right. That's a twofer.
Greg
right?
Norman.
Oh man. Oh man. So thanks to Dan Day. We'll talk some Heat basketball when we come back here on 790 The Ticket. The roundtable here on 790 The Ticket till 10 o'clock tonight. Alex Dono, Brian Monroe, Rashad Butler. We got Vlad Lewisohn on the other side of the glass. One of my favorite things about covering sports, or really covering any kind of news in Big 2020, is overreacting to social media posts. Right?
I agree.
And God bless like the athletes for, you know, giving radio hosts extra things to talk about and giving, you know, bloggers and even serious sports writers extra things to write about. I'm sure we've all caught the little Instagram exchange between Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler from last night.
Of course.
So Embiid puts the photo on Insta. Do the kids call it Insta or the Gram?
The Gram.
It's still the Gram.
The Gram.
Still the Gram.
I mean, I have an Instagram account. I log on there like once a week. I use it more than my Facebook. I log on to my Facebook once every 3 months, and then I get like intimidated by the amount of missed messages on there. I never bother to respond to any of them. But so Embiid puts the photo of him raising the fingers to his lips, and then the caption he writes: "You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain."
Now
the process.
Now that's from Batman.
It
correct?
Is. Like it's from The Dark Knight.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's been used.
Yeah, it's because Jimmy used it before.
Yeah.
And he used the same exact quote Jimmy used. I was like, aha.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy responds. Jimmy, now a member of our Miami Heat, of course. "I know a place where villains are welcome." To which Embiid responds, "Damn right, my brother." So
that's a truth. That's a fact, though.
It is.
Think about. Who was the biggest villain in summer of 2010?
LeBron James.
Yes.
And he said he wanted to wear that villain hat, right?
Yep. Which was a bold-faced lie because he hated being the villain.
No, he hated it, but he was the villain. And
he was.
They got to the finals, and he played better against J.J. Barrera.
Well, yeah, the weight of being the villain caused him to choke and get outplayed by a 5'3" J.J.
It's always
Barrera.
A little hero.
It is. Yeah.
It's always the person that you don't suspect that always becomes the hero, and that was J.J. Barrera.
So but it's like
the bad guy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler. Not liked. Remember?
Yep. He's still not liked by a lot
of
people.
Remember when they looked at the All-Star voting and how he was ranked like 6th behind Siakam and all these players? And we all know Butler's a better player than Siakam, but he wasn't named a starter because he's not well-liked by his peers? That's hate.
Yeah. And a lot of fans don't like him either. I mean, obviously, we love him down here. But, you know, people who allow the very, very salty Philadelphia 76ers fans to like poison your emotions towards Jimmy. A lot of propaganda comes out of that fan base. Like I follow a few Sixers fans.
Oh, you do?
They're some of the most miserable human beings on the planet. Like some of just the most miserable people. They'll tweet all this propaganda about how everyone hates Jimmy Butler, what a terrible guy he is. It floods my life and my timeline with these just awful, awful Philadelphia 76ers fans. But, you know, he and Embiid are still very close, and with that little exchange, it makes a lot of people, namely hopeful Heat fans and, you know, salty 76ers fans who are probably mad that, like, Jimmy's trying to steal another one of their guys away. It makes you wonder, oh, does this mean Embiid's going to end up on the Heat? Well,
how?
Exactly. That's a stretch.
You can make it work.
You would have to trade
somebody. You would have to make
of
a trade.
Course.
Bam. You would have to trade Bam.
No, you wouldn't. What? You put Bam at power forward.
Who are you giving for Miami? Because Miami's
Kendrick Nunn and Duncan Robinson.
Probably
they
Tyler
don't
Hero
need
also.
That. They need a
probably
big man
Tyler.
In return.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying you could do it.
If Philadelphia wants to trade Joel Embiid, they're going to want Bam, Tyler Hero, and some draft picks. Because Miami's not going to be drafting anytime soon in the top 5 or top 10.
I'm not giving up Bam.
You can't.
I agree. I'm
I wouldn't
not,
give up Bam,
not
but, up Bam. Yeah. But if you want Embiid, you're going to have to give up Bam.
I agree. It's the thing. It's like the cost of doing business to get him here would be so high because he's not a free agent until 2023, right? And so you even have to assume that Philadelphia decides this town ain't big enough for Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and we're going to choose Simmons over Joel. Like, just the idea that he would be on the market is a little bit of a stretch. And then the idea that Miami would be able and willing to pay the price to get him down here. It's just, but to me, it's too complicated. Like, to me, this is two friends having a little innocent exchange on Instagram, and there's nothing more to it than that.
But here's my question. Knowing everything that we've heard about Joel Embiid, about times that he takes plays off and he's not always engaged, that sounds like another guy that was just pushed out of Miami. Like, do Miami Heat fans want another guy just like that back in the building?
Oh, you talking about Hassan?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Because, listen, let's not front. We've heard those rumors about Joel Embiid taking nights off, not being engaged all the time. So I'm asking Heat fans, if Joel Embiid, let's just say maybe 3 years from now, if he's a possibility, is that a guy you want to bring in the locker room?
Yeah, I think he's a future Hall of Famer.
I'm going to tell you the answer.
I hear you. Listen, I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the Heat answer, the Heat fans answer right now.
What's okay. That?
He'll change if he's under Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra under the Heat culture.
That's true.
Like, you're right.
That's true. I can see Heat fans saying
He won't be in out of shape because, you know, Pat and Eric won't allow anybody who's out of shape. They don't even like people who are in shape when they come to camp.
Yeah.
They still think they're not in shape.
Look, if they swing and miss on Giannis, then okay.
We're getting Giannis. Don't even worry
Go
about
after
it.
Him. But if you don't, you put everything – and Giannis, I wouldn't even worry about Joel Embiid right now. Giannis. That's all I care about.
I feel terrible for Giannis that he has to live in Milwaukee. Like,
it's the worst.
That's messed
awful,
up, man.
Awful punishment
come
for
on,
him.
Giannis could be up, down man. Here in some shorts, go walking to the stadium. Great. Like, come on. He's good.
We got a good Greek. Well, listen. Why am I saying we? Miami has a good Greek culture down here.
Do we really?
I'm just making
I can
it
only
up.
Think of like
I'm
no,
just
I
making
think
it
we
up.
Good I, Greek there, places. There's no, there's a Greek Orthodox church on Kendall Drive near Dadeland.
Did
I
not
drive
know that.
By there sometimes. They have like fairs there. Like one thing I've noticed, the Greek community. My sister is married to a Greek dude. My brother-in-law, very very together community. Like anytime like a Greek person moves to a new town, they find all the other Greeks and they live it up. Like they live large with the baklava and the year. It's fantastic.
I think there's some Greek restaurants in that Hollywood.
Yeah,
we got some Greek restaurants down here. The one Mandolin's really good.
So there you go,
Mandolin's.
He won't feel so far away from home.
Delicious. Oh, don't worry about it. He'll feel just at home here.
Would you like to know right now? And keep in mind, it's they're an hour behind us. What the temperature is in Milwaukee right now? 6:28 p.m. And this is actually probably by their standards.
Balmy.
This is a beautiful day.
It's probably like 23,
36.
It's 28 degrees.
Oh,
right
oh my God.
God.
By the way, you know what?
Oh my God.
We kind of almost hit it there, Ryan. If you take your answer, my answer, we put it in the middle.
We kind of almost did what?
We almost hit the temperature right there.
I mean, the weather in Greece.
28, 29.
The weather in Greece is a lot more like Miami.
Yes.
It's like
yes,
64
it is.
Right now.
Right? Yeah. Like my brother-in-law from Greece, he's if you turn the AC below like 79 degrees, he's freezing cold.
79?
He likes to be because he grew up in like hot, hot climate, no air conditioning for him growing up. I'm sure it's the same way for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, that temperature in Milwaukee,
all right.
Like, once you pass, like, the month of August and it gets routinely below, like, 70 degrees, the poor guy is probably dying up
it's
there.
It's 2 a.m. in Athens, Greece right now.
Yeah.
The temperature is 56 degrees.
And that's a chilly night. Like, you turn the heat on if you're a Greek. They hate the cold.
Today's high will be 69.
That's
this is February.
Nice. Wow.
That's very nice.
Wow.
Yeah, he's probably used to more South Florida weather than that nasty Milwaukee weather right now.
I'm telling you.
I mean, listen.
There's only so many bars you can go to.
He's adapted to that. How long has he been up in Milwaukee now?
I don't know.
So suffering for like
I
like
think
4 years.
About 4 or 5
Even
years.
Even the Fonz wanted to leave, man.
Yeah, but still, he's adapted. His
wait,
body's
wait, hold on,
to
hold
it.
On. Wait, what did you say?
Even the Fonz wanted to leave.
Oh, man.
He went over to California and he jumped the shark.
That's it.
Man.
Well, what do you do for fun in Milwaukee? Like, you make your own sausage?
Brat. Yeah. Brat.
I heard they got a pretty good city, though.
I don't know.
I heard
it's
a good
find
bar.
That hard to believe.
I heard they got good bars there.
Yeah, but
I've heard that, too. But that's about it.
That's it.
You got great bars down here.
Oh, look, by the way, I live here for a reason, okay? I'm not moving anywhere.
But I'm
trust me on that.
They're wolfed. Like, they got to put on, like, bear jackets and, you know.
No, but that's why I tell people I wouldn't live in the north because I would get so fat. Hey, we're going to the gym. Yeah, I'm staying on my couch.
Listen, living in the north sucks. So I lived in Cleveland for a season.
I feel so bad for you, too.
And, man.
I'm going to cry for you right now.
Listen, for that, I want to say for those 5 or 6 months, I guarantee you, when the weather dropped, I went a week without seeing the sun because I would wake up in the morning. I kid you not. I would wake up in the morning. It would be about maybe like 5:36 a.m., no sun out. And there would be times in Cleveland that throughout the day it would be overcast and it would be snowing. And then I would go home. And usually when it's that cold, I kid you not, by 3 o'clock, maybe 3:30 p.m., it starts to get dark out. And I'm just like, man, listen, that's terrible. I don't see how people do this. Like, again, I understand they don't do it year-round. But just throughout the winter season, like, you have to just get depressed after a while, man. Mm. Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. They start partying in different ways.
But I will admit, there was a casino that we went to a lot, and it was some things.
Because there's nowhere else to go.
So downtown Cleveland, you have the Q, the arena. Yep. You have the casino, and you have some nice bars and – I kid you not, you have some pretty good clubs, but usually the casino is where it's at. But the casino wasn't always there, I heard. But when I got there, the casino was like the popping spot.
Yeah, I was in. I went to Cleveland because I went up there in like 05 because I went to see Dan Marino inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Okay, nice.
But they were out of hotel rooms in Canton because it's a pretty small place. Like, so we had to stay in Cleveland, like an hour and a half away. The nearest hotel we could get was in Cleveland. And I remember going down. I don't remember seeing any casino there. This was like 05. So maybe I just somehow overlooked it.
Is this when the owner of the Cavs, was it Dan Gilbert, finally started? I think, isn't that casino he owns?
I think so. Well, yeah, think it's nice. It really is.
I think he probably built like, it once LeBron, you know.
Yeah,
Cavaliers started becoming
because literally, true. Like, it's right by the queue. Like, literally, like in walking distance.
Yeah. After the game, man, go lose some money.
Yeah. I mean, from what I heard, LeBron pretty much helped build that downtown to where.
I can believe it, man.
Oh, no, he definitely did. Because I remember when they were talking about it, when he first left and came to Miami, a lot of the businesses shut down because they couldn't sustain.
Yeah.
You know, working, and then when he came back,
I remember that because people from Cleveland tried to use that as more ammunition as to why they hated Miami getting LeBron. Because you ruined our if the economy of your city depends that much on one player, that's a Cleveland problem, not a LeBron James. If one guy moving to a new city is going to cause working people to lose their jobs, then that's not a LeBron James problem. That is a Cleveland problem. If your sports bar closed down because one guy left to play for a different team, then maybe you need to look in the mirror and not look at LeBron James.
100%. I hope they were prepared the second time.
Right. by the way, we got some of the cocky Heat fans listening. I love it.
I love cocky Heat fans. Oh, so when when they get shut down, it's hysterical to see them backpedal.
No, but listen, I love the way that they hype up the players that do well here. Texter writes in, Jay Crowder is the next on the Heat Nation must-have list for gear. Dude is already better than Waiters, Jimmy Johnson, and Justice Winslow ever were. I think he's onto something. I mean, Jay Crowder has been a revelation far. This guy cannot miss since he's joined the Heat. And Rashad Butler, I'm looking at you. I'm looking
Pipe
at you because you were trying to downplay the Jay Crowder edition. I was saying, I don't know, I think Justice is better.
I was. Listen. Pipe down. Now, this is the best that we've seen ever. Ever, people. E-V-E-R from Jay. Okay.
Boston.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, Jay Crowder. Now, listen, I'm not trying to take anything away from Jay Crowder. I think Jay Crowder is an excellent defender. The person I compare Jay Crowder to as far as defending is a guy that I think you know very well, too, Vlad, Tony Allen. Jay Crowder is known for his defense, and he's made his money in this league
defense. I'm starting to compare his overall game to a guy named Michael Jordan.
Stop.
Between you and me.
Stop.
The overall game, I'm getting there.
Stop.
But I will admit, when I did hear about the trade of him coming over, I wasn't too thrilled because I just didn't think that Jay Crowder could provide the offense that he has provided thus far. So I'll tell Heat fans this. Take it with a grain of salt. I don't think that we're going to see this on a continual basis. I do think we can see flashes of this throughout the season, but what we've seen these past two games, I don't think we're going to continue to see on a regular basis.
And also, let me give you something Rashad said yesterday, that when you think about it, you texted us.
Uh-huh.
He said, Watching the Golden State Warriors is like watching a group of guys play at LA Fitness.
It is.
Right. So, no.
That's spot on.
So he was right. So Jay Crowder going off on, like, I don't even know half the players that the Golden State Warriors were putting out there on the court. So him busting this guy's ass means absolutely nothing.
They didn't know what hit him when Jay Crowder showed up. Like, we're not at the YMCA anymore,
man,
guys.
If I go to a court right now and I'm playing against 10-year-olds, I'm going to be Michael Jordan to them.
Ah, come on, man. There's still pros out there. Like, look,
no, they are.
Pros?
I'm not expecting Jay Crowder to do that night in and night out. But what I expected him when he signed over here is that hit a couple threes, play some defense, and give me some hustle. That's all I care for. That's all I want from him. If he gives me 8 to 15 points, that's a great signing. That's it. Because his defense is what is really you're here for, right? The perimeter defense.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely,
we know Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson have shown to be a little bit of a liability right now on the defensive side of the ball. You bring in Iggy, you bring in Jay Crowder, they shore up that perimeter defense, and he gets you that hustle. That's all I care about. For scoring, hit a couple threes, and we good to go. What he did last night, I don't know if he'll ever do again this year.
Wow. See,
24?
Listen,
come on.
I wasn't going to go that far, but I'm just telling Heat fans, just pipe down because, again, I just don't think the Jay Crowder that we've seen these last two games are going to be the Jay Crowder that we are going to see throughout the remainder of the season. Now, I think he can give us games like that in spots, but Jay Crowder was brought here to do what he does best, which is defend. And one thing he does do best, too, is knock down that corner three.
That's it. Give me some threes, play some defense, and let me get some hustle.
Yeah.
That's all I want from him. What did he have rebounds-wise last night? 8?
I think so.
I got the box score in front
of me.
Something
like that. 8-9 rebounds? I mean, you can't ask for much more than that.
Yeah, he had 8 rebounds.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, we know he's not going to score 24 points when this team is completely healthy. But if you can go ahead and give some knockdown threes, rebound, and defend, that's what you brought him here for. Perfect.
Coming up next, being the Jets hater that I am, I never thought I'd say this, but I think Mark Gastineau makes a really, really good point.
Coming up next.
Texter streaming in from the Heat. Homers and the Heat haters alike. Texter writes in at 67974. Bucks versus Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals to get to the finals with Jimmy Buckets on the Greek Freak. Heat Nation is ready. We also get this text from Rick and Davey, who's a stinking Knicks fan. Relax, homers. You beat the Warriors. Let's see you against the Jazz.
Is that a Knicks fan talking?
It's a Knicks fan talking. It's Rick and Davey. I mean, well, first of all, you guys doubted his
his
Latino heritage.
I apologize, Rick and Davey. After I heard, I apologize.
What did you hear?
Explain, Donald.
Well, I mean, Rick took issue with Rashad essentially calling him a gringo.
Okay.
And he did write back to point out, and I've met the guy before, I can verify this. He did write back to point out that he not only is he Cuban American, but he is married to a Colombiana.
Well, I mean, that's like when I tell people I'm Irish, they don't believe me. So good for you, Rick.
I believe you.
Yeah, now you do.
No, I always believed you. never doubted you for a second.
I sense the sarcasm, Dono.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So I don't know why he waited 19 years to start making a stink out of this, but Mark Gastineau, who formerly held the NFL's single-season sack record at 22.0, so 19 years ago, Michael Strahan passed him to set the record at 22.5 on just the most ridiculous circus flop by Brett Favre.
Yes.
That did upset me. Like, I remember watching that game live because it was the last game of the season.
It was.
Like, that was Strahan's last chance to set the record. You know, Giants versus Packers. And I'm thinking, like, I anticipated that game so much. Oh, my God, Strahan's been on a tear. Is he going to get to Favre? Going to get to Favre? And then finally, Brett Favre just rolls right out. They give Strahan a free lane. Favre, like, goes to the ground before Strahan. It completely made a mockery out of the sack record. Taking away my anti-Jets propaganda and the fact that Mark Gastineau is not one of my favorite people, I do think he has a legitimate complaint here. Now, maybe Gastineau has also forgotten that even if they were to take away that final sack off of Strahan's record, I don't know why they would, 19 years, like, why would they just remove it now? But even if they were to take that away, Gastineau maybe forgets that there are, like, three other guys that since then have tied his record, right? Because now I got the list in front of me. Justin Houston, Jared Allen, and I thought there were, maybe it's just those two. I thought there was one other guy. So two other guys have now. So I guess Gastineau would have the record back, but he would share it with two other people. But aside from that point, like I do agree with him being upset about that because, you know, for a long time, like, well, what was it? For like 8-9 years, he held a really prestigious single season record, and he's watching, oh, is this guy going to break my record? And he breaks his record on just the most ridiculous flop I've ever seen. Like, I can understand why he's upset about that.
I don't understand why he's upset because they weren't counting sacks as a stat for a long time. So there might have been guys. Deacon Jones might have broke.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
So like, I don't know why he's bitching. I mean, I'm a Jet fan. Stop you bitching.
Hold on, but like he's
got 19 years.
I agree. See, that's my thing.
Don't pull a Gale King.
Listen, see, that's my thing. It's been listen, that was a good one for that. But yeah. That's my thing. It's been 19 years. Like 19 years. Like, if this has been bothering you the whole entire time,
yeah, it's a little weird.
Then you should have brought this up like maybe a year or two after that happened.
Yeah,
but
right.
19, but come on, man, 19
then you
years
went
later
there on the field, you congratulated.
That's
him.
True.
You should
have
felt a certain way back then.
You kind of have to in that spot. You kind of have to congratulate the guy.
No, you don't. You could have been.
You
like,
really don't have to.
You don't want
to
look like a sore loser,
that, buddy.
Though.
You didn't earn that.
Listen, didn't he say he went through some type of cancer or something that gave him like a eye opener experience, and that's why he
is that what it was?
I think that's what. They
wait,
said,
wait, what?
It
he
changed went perspective.
He
on
went
it or
through
something?
Like some type of cancer.
Okay.
And that's what's like in just opened his eyes in life, and he wants his record back. That's why now he's speaking out. But for me, I hated, first of all, I hated Strahan's, the one he got the record
true.
On.
True.
It was awful.
But if you're
it
that
was.
Pissed, do within a couple days.
I agree.
Do within a couple days.
Yeah. Okay.
19 years later?
Fair enough.
Sorry,
I'm
man.
I'm trying to hear you right now.
What is no, I agree, Vlad.
Is there a statute of limitations on that one?
No, there has to be,
19 years of statute of limitations.
There has to be, man.
Probably 5 years,
Let's
right?
Let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it a buck, right? I'm going to be honest.
Okay. Mr. Jets fan.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you don't make that much money when you don't say, and NFL's a single season sack leader when you're signing autographs and everything like
right.
that.
Right.
It's
right.
A different. It's different. When you're the second, or they don't even mention that. They just say former NFL Jet great Mark Gastineau. Doesn't have the same fanfare as someone saying the NFL single season sack leader Mark Gastineau.
Well, if you do it in New York, you can say the Jets single season.
Right, but who cares?
Sack
but
leader.
Jets, that's
who cares?
Great. You can't go across the nation. You can't come Super Bowl weekend in Miami. And you
know but
I mean?
Here's the problem, though. Even if he did go across the nation and he said his name. A lot of people are going to know who he is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're just not.
No, but if you say NFL sack leader, somebody's going to be like,
they still ain't going to know who he is.
They'll try to get an autograph and say, I got the autograph of the single season sack leader.
Who, Michael Strahan?
Michael Strahan is a Hall of Famer.
You guys probably aren't as much of a nerd as me, but if you've ever been to like, I haven't been to the big one in San Diego, but if you've ever been to like a Comic-Con, and they'll have like they'll.
I've seen those.
You guys
by
are
the
laughing
way.
At me already.
No. Listen, I've seen those. By the way, okay. So question. So question, real quick. Did you dress up?
No, I didn't dress up.
I don't believe you.
No, I'm dead serious.
Wow.
I did not dress up. I'm not opposed to dressing up, but there's a lot of planning that goes into that.
That's true.
Because the other thing you have to know about, because again, like I'm not that much of a geek, but I'm a little bit of a geek.
Uh-huh.
But I know enough that if you're gonna dress up at one of these things. If you don't like make your own costume, you're incredibly lame. Like you can't go like they will shun you. Like you can't go like it's not Halloween. Like you can't go to like Party City and say.
Okay,
oh,
I didn't know that.
So yeah, so when you dress up at these Comic Cons, in order to be accepted by the other people who dress up, like you have
the nerds,
the cosplaying. Like you have to actually either you or like you know someone close to you has to like build the costume from scratch. Like if it's clearly,
I didn't know that. That's
if it's
funny.
If it's clearly a rented or store bought costume, you will be shunned. And so, you think I know how to use like a sewing machine? Like, no. The answer is absolutely no. I don't think she does either. Actually.
Okay, but question: if you were to dress up, what would you dress up as?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'd probably be like the Doctor from Doctor Who, or I'd be like a Jedi from Star Wars.
Because listen, I've seen some crazy costumes over the years. Just. On social media,
the best costumes are like the Japanese anime, but I don't watch much of that.
The ladies,
like oh my god,
I agree.
They wear some nice.
I agree.
Those are the best.
Yep.
Yeah, I might have scrolled through Pornhub to look that up.
I mean, who hasn't? We're being real here.
That's your fetish.
I just wanted to see what it was about.
Nah, that's your fetish.
I seen some of the girls at Comic Con. I was like, you know what?
That's your fetish.
See what this is all about.
He found himself in the Sailor Moon section, and they.
Kind kind of nice.
That's your fetish, man. Listen.
Nah, that's not my fetish.
I can't knock you, man.
I just wanted to check it out.
I hear you. Yeah.
Curiosity always gets me.
The long and the short of it is
20 minutes
now,
later.
I've never 20 minutes?
Shoot. must be nice.
I've never actually dressed up at one of those, but the point I was going to make about it is that if you go to one of these Comic-Cons, you'll have like the quote-unquote celebrities. Like some of them are like actors from like TV shows or like geeky movies, or they're like artists from like anime or comic. Like they'll all like sit in these booths like to sign autographs and take pictures. And if mm-hmm. it's like someone who's like more famous, they'll have like the like a 50-person long line to see them. And then you've got like the obscure losers that nobody cares about. They're just no, like you almost feel bad for them that no one's at their booth.
Yeah,
that's like Mark Gastineau now that he doesn't have the satellite. Like if he's going to like a sports convention uh-huh. now, the line would have been a lot longer if he was still the NFL single season satellite leader.
Okay, so another question about that. I just always assume that the people that participate in that have to be like weirdos. Have to, right?
There's a lot of weirdos. Okay, listen. You're on to something.
Listen, he's not wrong.
The amount of weirdos per square foot uh-huh. is like 300 times better, higher than the general population.
Okay, hold on.
It's a 300-to-1 ratio of weirdos, man.
Okay, but listen.
Totally.
The reason I said that, because think about what it is. You're basically a grown-ass person dressing up as your favorite video game character or your favorite movie character, and you're pretending to do what they do. Damn. Like, listen, I haven't done that since I was like, what, maybe age 11
Nine?
Or 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So to me, again, people that do that to me are weirdos.
No,
plain and simple.
But you never get the urge to like relive part of your childhood
hold on, hear me out.
You get the urge to like relive some of the happy parts of your childhood and do it in a safe space like that where no one's gonna judge you.
Donald,
I'm just saying because I think that's the appeal for a lot of people.
That's true. I can see that.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you something. When a Star Wars movie comes out and then I go see like opening night and I see these bunch of weirdos dressed up in the Star Wars costume, and then they have like their own version of a fight scene, and a crowd gets up and claps with them.
You see a lot of that at the conventions, by the way.
I can imagine.
I want to Shawn Michaels super kick all of them. All of them.
By the way.
Well, let me get a ruling from you, because when a new Star Wars movie comes out, I don't go as far as to like dress up in costume, but I will wear like a Star Wars T-shirt to a Star Wars.
Okay,
movie.
That's fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
I don't want to see a Darth Maul, you know.
That's not cool.
That's not cool. No, that's fine, man.
Come on, Brian. Come on,
you're getting in the spirit. You're getting in the spirit of the event.
That's fine, man.
Lightsaber's not cool.
Get out of here, man.
Come on, Brian. That's fine.
He has Star Wars underwear on, too. That's not cool.
Dude, let me tell you, though.
Underoos? They got Star. Get the hell out of my face with that.
They got everything Star Wars.
They do.
Yo, fam. You get your lightsaber away from me, bro.
By the way, the people that are going to Comic-Cons are the same people we talked about in the Dan Day Spa, the 30-year-old virgins in Virginia. That's who's going.
Okay, I can see that.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you, because I've been to at this point probably like 6 or 7 of these cons.
You've been to that many?
I've been to that. Well, a lot of the same. Look, they'll have the same. I've only been to the one that they do in Miami. They had SuperCon. I've been to the one in Orlando, MegaCon. But
I dressed up. You dressed up. Brian, he dressed up one time. He had to dress up seven times. You had to dress up at least once.
No, I honestly didn't dress up.
Out of those seven times, you never dressed up?
Seven times?
There was one time that my wife and a friend of hers dressed up like some anime characters, but I just went just dressed up like just me. Like just wearing shirt.
Why do I have a hard time believing that right now?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you
need more people.
I need my wife to call in and confirm that?
Who's more weird?
Listen, he dressed up. I know he did. Wait, say it again.
Who's weirder? Wrestling fans or Comic-Con fans?
Comic-Con fans.
I think it's a tie.
I think it's a tie.
Plus, there's a lot, and again, I'm the pro. I've been to 6 or 7 of these things. There's a lot of tie-in, because at every one of these cons that I've been to, they have former pro wrestlers.
I didn't know that.
So a lot of the same people show up to these.
I'm pretty sure half of the crowd and wrestlers go to half of the Comic-Con.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I would say they're equally weird.
But I'm telling you, the funniest part about going to these cons is, like, it's like anywhere nowadays, like, you know, the days we're living in, you always got to go through, like, metal detectors and stuff anywhere you go. Mm-hmm. The best thing is, so like, you'll see, like, going through the metal, you know how you have, like, the little X-ray machine you have to put your stuff through there?
Yeah.
people put through these like replica axes and maces and swords. So the like they
weirdos.
And they literally
again,
they,
weirdos.
They literally
grown ass people.
They have a sign over the X-ray machine at all these things that says weapons check.
Come on,
but
man.
It's what? Like it's not like Call actual up. Weapons.
Cardboard check.
Yeah. It's the fake weapons you bring into the con because they want to make sure that the little axe you have is not a real axe, right?
So. Like, listen, I cannot imagine going on a first date and a woman ask me, Rashad, what is it you like to do for fun? And I say, oh, I mean, I go to Comic Cons. Listen, I guarantee you that will be it as far as me seeing her ever again.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what type of shorty you're talking to.
I guess so.
Oh, you know what?
I guess so.
So still, I swear to you, I've never dressed up, but I did think about it last year. But again, a lot goes into these costumes.
What are you thinking about
is bad. No, here's what I was thinking about. Hear me out for a second. Because we went, my wife and I went to MegaCon in Orlando last year. Why I really wanted to go last year was they had the entire cast of Back to the Future. And I took a photo with everybody. I was looking to try and throw together a Marty McFly costume, but I didn't make it happen at the end of the day.
That'd be smooth, though.
Yeah.
You get a hoverboard.
That would be.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be cool. Or you get the lace-up shoes from Nike. You got some bread.
Right.
They're really doing it right.
Correct. And they would sell the replicas of those shoes there, and it was like $300 a piece, something
still
like that.
Still the replicas were $300?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah. My goodness.
No thanks.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree.
Pass. But everybody, I just looked it up. The Miami Comic-Con is March 14th.
Oh, dude, we should take a field trip.
Oh, hell no.
Come on. Let me show you guys around. I'll take the three of you out there.
Time out. I would probably visit the Miami Comic Con.
Four.
There's a lot of talent, I'm telling you.
There's a lot of talent that's going to be dressing up like their favorite
anime
characters. And we're talking
about that's your fetish again, too.
No. We're talking about the South Florida talent. I'm not talking about other people's talent. I'm talking about South Florida talent.
Okay.
Maybe if I spend more time on Pornhub and that, and I might go.
I'm going to take you guys to the Miami. Is it SuperCon? Is that what it's called? I'm going to take you guys out there.
And they usually porn
Miami
stars. That,
okay.
And it's usually porn stars, like female.
There's
porn
a lot
stars.
Of them there.
Well, okay.
You got Rashad's attention.
Well, listen.
Here we go.
Now I've been to that convention.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been to ABNs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been to that convention.
Yeah.
It's a lot different.
Oh, it's a lot.
No, it's kind of the same. Like, trust me, it's more alike than you'd think. It's more alike than you'd think because. A lot of the same types of ladies will go and promote those things at the Comic Con.
Huh.
Maybe not porn, but a lot of those women who are involved in that world will also be modeling like cosplay things and like fetish stuff that they'll do out there. I'm
interesting.
Shout out, Brittany.
Okay,
it's more overlap than you think. A texture writes in, guys, I've got to admit, I live in Atlanta, and when Comic Con is here, Tinder is full of hot girls.
That's where my friend.
Thank you for
does
the
Tinder.
Head.
Wow.
Yeah. I will be downloading Tinder in March. Swipe.
Spring break.
Another texter.
There you go.
Another texter says, I go to many Comic Cons. Thank you, my brother. And he adds, and many wrestling shows. And the wrestling fans are much more weird, he says.
Okay.
There
you go. I think it's a lot of the same fans. Because I tell you, every time I go to one of these Comic-Cons, like Mick Foley is always there. Like sometimes like the Big Show. They have like a lot of wrestling fans show up to these things and they invite wrestlers out to it. Oh, we're way late for the break. Big 8 o'clock hour coming up.